Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and are designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. This is episode 28. And today I have a treat for you. During the month of February, I'm featuring insights from global customer experience thought leaders. And in this CX Mini Masterclass, I feature feedback and ideas from Diane Majors. Diane has been part of the customer experience movement pretty much since the get-go. She was one of the founding members of the CXPA and is currently serving as the association's interim CEO, along with her role as an independent business advisor, speaker, and facilitator within the CX professional community. In this episode, Diane clarifies the distinction between metrics and measurement and how these can be leveraged to demonstrate value from customer experience. The field of customer experience is gaining momentum globally, but if these methodologies are going to take hold and help businesses realize change, then CX professionals need to understand how to walk the walk, talk the talk, and show the executives the money. If you happen to be out and about or driving to work and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. I'll also include links to find out more about Diane's work and how you can get in touch with her. So with that, I'll let Diane take it away.
This is Diane Majors, CCXP, currently interim CEO for the Customer Experience Professionals Association and CEO co-founder of Experience Catalyst. Hi, today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about business value and experience design. Oftentimes we talk a lot as CX professionals about metrics and business value in the same breath. And I'd like to give you a few things to think about today as we start to describe to our executives how we're making impact and change in an organization. So let's start by describing exactly what we mean by business value. Many CX professionals confuse the terms measures and metrics and business value. Measures are simply things you can count. Number of calls to the call center, clicks to resolve, any number of clients that come into your store, number of clients that go to your website, anything you can count. Metrics are actually outcomes of something that's happened. So Net Promoter Score is a metric, or CSAT is a metric, Customer Effort Score. These are things that are as a result of an experience that someone has had and their perception of what that experience was. Business value are the financial levers that you can pull in an organization, meaning cost to serve, revenue, expense, cost of ownership of IT resources, maintenance, anything that you can tie a dollar value to. So here's providing you a little bit of clarity on a business case. We need to start translating what I call CX speak to C-suite speak. Executives want to really drive two things, revenue and cost. If we think about talking about metrics and Net Promoter Score and effort score, we can correlate those in some instances to revenue. Lots of studies will tell you that. But where we're finding executives really stand up and take notice is when you look at the causation of your projects and their impact to financial measures like the revenue and cost we talked about. The ability to talk to an executive about the fact that you improved content on a website, which drove fewer calls to the call center, which resulted in X millions of dollars in savings and increased customer satisfaction and drove sales quicker, talk to them about their business value. It means that they can begin to translate customer experience, projects and initiatives and actions into tangible benefits. Now, am I always going to say that there is not intangible benefits? Of course not. Intangible benefits like satisfaction, intangible benefits like customers being able to talk to you about others, even that has an intangible to tangible benefit. Meaning, if you think about increasing referrals and advocacy of your customers, it's not just about number of social media mentions, which is a measure. It's also about the business value of that. We know that there is a decreased cost of marketing when you're able to have a client refer you and advocate for you. We also know that those customers who are referred by others are likely to stay longer and buy more with a brand. So these are business value dollars and cents that come into play when we're talking about customer experience. So if you're competing against other projects and initiatives that are coming along from sales and marketing or operations or IT, you need to be able to tell the business value story. You need to start talking about measures and metrics that matter to the organization and tie your measures to true business value for the initiatives or projects you have in place. Have a great day. Be thinking differently about your experience and how you're describing it to the executives, and go and tackle that hard, hard piece of making sure your executives understand the true value of driving experiences, improving experiences, and what it can do for the business.
So there you have it. Special guest Diane Majors taking us through an overview of metrics, measures, and demonstrating business value. If you're interested in learning more about customer experience metrics, subscribe to the show and keep an eye out for more episodes on this topic during the month of March. Can't wait until then? Well, if you're keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience, then I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they are a Customer Experience Professionals Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that their materials have been reviewed and vetted by the association for alignment with the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including customer experience courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month. And listeners of this podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support this show. I'll be back next Thursday with another CX Mini Masterclass. If you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAlfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-alfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.